the Lord Jesus Christ I speak.
我们请先翻开约翰福音二十章。
Let us first turn to Gospel according to John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章。
John chapter 20.
我们念十五节。
Let us read verse 15. John 20 verse 15. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.
这里记载啊，玛利亚到坟墓去看主耶稣。
It is recorded here that Mary went to the tomb to look for Jesus.
可是主耶稣的尸体已经不在坟墓里面。
But the body of Jesus was no longer in the tomb.
所以她觉得很伤心。
And she was saddened.
主耶稣被钉在十字架上死，已经让她很伤心了。
So it was already a great sorrow to her to see the Lord crucified and dying.
现在连主耶稣的尸体都不见了。
Now that the body of Christ is missing.
那么她看到有一个人。
And she saw a person.
她以为她是看园的，就是看这个坟墓的。
And she thought that this man was the gardener.
她就对他说。
And she said to him,
她说先生，是不是你把他的尸体移了去呢？
Sir, are you the one who have carried his body away?
如果是的话，就请你告诉我你把他放在哪里。
So if you are the one who carried him away, please tell me where you have placed him.
我好去把他拿回来，放回在这个坟墓里面。
So that I can bring his body back to this tomb.
在这里让我们看到这个玛利亚的糊涂。
From here we can see the foolishness of this Mary.
她已经忘记主耶稣对他们所说的。
She had forgotten what the Lord had said to them.
三天后我要复活。
Three days later I will resurrect.
三天后他们来到这个坟墓。
And on the third day when they came to this tomb,
看到尸体已经不见了。
And they saw that the body was missing.
应该会想到耶稣真的复活了。
And by right, they ought to have thought that the, Jesus had already resurrected.
可是他们不敢相信这是真的。
But they did not dare to believe this to be true.
在他们心目当中，耶稣已经死了。
In their heart, Jesus was already dead.
所以他们是很悲伤的。
And they were sorrowful.
因为一切的希望都变成了绝望。
All their hopes have vanished into thin air.
什么永生，什么天国，什么永远的快乐。
So what is there to talk about eternal life, eternal happiness in the kingdom of heaven?
一切都变成虚假的了。
So all these have turned into falsehood.
但是耶稣基督已经复活了。
But Jesus has resurrected.
可是仍然有许多的信徒像玛利亚一样。
There were some believers who were just like Mary.
所以十六节耶稣就对玛利亚说。
And in verse 16, Jesus said to Mary,
在这个时候玛利亚才醒悟过来。
And only at this point of time was Mary awakened to realization.
这个人不是看园的，他就是耶稣。
And this person was not the gardener, but he was the Lord Jesus.
所以他很高兴地抱住耶稣，缠住耶稣啊。
And she cling on to Jesus because she was so glad.
十七节里面主耶稣说：“你不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。”
Verse 17, Jesus said to her, "Please do not cling to me, for I have not ascended to my heavenly Father."
我们中文圣经说不要摸我啦，所以让人家有时候会想入非非，到底为什么不可以摸他呢？因为主耶稣还没有升天。
So, the Chinese version mentioned about touching, and some people may wonder why Jesus forbade Mary to touch.Him.
这个意思是说你不用这么急着来缠住我，我不会这么快升天的，我还有一段时间会跟你们在一起，所以你不必这样缠着我，怕我走开。
So the meaning of this verse is, please do not cling on to me as if you are worried that I may go away to my father very quickly. I still have work to do here. I'm not going straight away.
你现在要回去告诉彼得他们。
So please go and tell Peter and company.
说耶稣基督已经复活了。
That the Lord Jesus has resurrected.
你们不用再哭，不用再伤心了。
Please do not continue to weep and be sorrowful.
你们说当玛利亚回去告诉这件事情的时候，他们相信吗？
And when Mary reported this matter to them, did they believe?
他们还是不相信的。
They still did not believe.
请看路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24,
第十一节里面记载
，verse 11 record
说他们这些话，使徒以为是胡言，就不相信。
And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them.
哎， 这个时候不只是刚才那个玛利亚，还有其他几位玛利亚，包括主耶稣的母亲玛利亚，他们都看见，但是没有人相信他们所说的话。
So, over here, the people included a few Marys, not only the Mary we saw at the tomb and also the other apostles, but none of them believed the word.
十二节里面记载彼得比较谨慎啊，那么他就赶快跑到坟墓里面去看。
And Peter was one who was more vigilant, and he quickly went to the tomb to take a look.
那么他看到包耶稣尸体那个细麻布还在那一边，可是真的那个尸体已经不见了。
And he saw that the linen cloth that was used to bind Jesus was still there, but his body was missing.
但是他还是不敢相信，他只是奇怪怎么会有这样的事情呢？
And he still did not dare to believe. He merely marveled at what had happened.
如果人家拿掉这个尸体，又怎么会花那么时间把那个包尸体的布啊撤下来放在那边？
So he could be wondering why the people who took his body bothered to unwrap him and leave the linen cloth there.
我们中文圣经看不清楚这个细麻布到底是撤上一团在那边啊，还是好好一个人的形状在那一边原封不动。
So it is not clear whether the linen cloth was in a bundle or it wasJust like the shape of a body lying there.
可是在其他的版本记载啊，它是一个人形完整在那一边的，不是撤开来乱七八糟丢在那边的。
So according to other versions, it seems that the linen cloth takes the shape of a human body and not as a bundle of cloth.
这不就是证明耶稣真的复活了吗？
So does this not show that Jesus had resurrected?
可是这件事情让他们太过惊奇到他们不敢相信是真的。
So it shows that this incident was so amazing that the people did not really dare to believe.
所以在三十六节这样记载。
And verse 36 record,
当他们在讨论的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们的当中跟他们讲话，愿你们平安。
When they were discussing about this matter, Jesus appeared before them and said to them, peace to you.
三十七节里面记载。
Verse 37 record,
他们什么反应呢？
How did they react?
他们的反应跟我们的反应一样的。
So their reaction was probably the same as ours.
突然之间有一个人出现在我们的当中，然后跟我们讲话，愿你们平安。
Suddenly a person appears and talks to you and saying peace to you.
他们很害怕。
So they were terrified.
他们以为看到的是魂呢。
So they thought that they had seen a spirit.
耶稣就对他们说。
And Jesus said to them,
三十八节。
Verse 38.
你们为什么愁烦？
Why are you troubled?
你们为什么心里起疑念呢？
Why do you doubt? Why do doubts arise in your heart?
你们看我的手，看我的脚。
So look at my hands and my feet.
你们就知道实在是我了。
And you know that it is I.
耶稣说，你们可以来摸我看看。
And you can touch me.
魂是没有骨头没有肉的。
So a spirit does not have flesh and bones.
你们看，我是有的。
But take a look, I have these.
说到这话，耶稣就把手和脚给他们看。
And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet.
这个时候
，at this time,
他们才真正放心。
They really believe.
耶稣真的复活了。
That Jesus indeed resurrected.
四十一节记载
，verse 41 record,
他们喜得不敢相信。
So they still did not believe for joy.
那么耶稣再进一步对他们说
，And Jesus said to them further,
你们还有什么吃的没有
？Have you any food here?
他们就给他一片烧鱼
，And they gave him a piece of broiled fish.
耶稣在他们面前吃了
，And Jesus ate it in their presence.
这不是一个幻想，这也不是一个意象。
So this is not hallucination or a vision.
这个是真正耶稣基督复活在他们的面前了。
So this is truly the Lord Jesus.Resurrecting and appearing before their eyes.
从这个时候开始
，and from this moment,
他们的心里就没有再疑惑，没有再害怕跟忧愁了。
They no longer had doubts in their heart,
因为耶稣真的复活了。
For indeed the Lord had resurrected.
既然耶稣真的复活
，since Jesus had resurrected,
我们所信的就是真实的。
Therefore, what we believe is true.
从此以后
，and henceforth,
他们不再怕死了。
They were no longer afraid of death.
政府禁止他们
，even though the officials.Restricted them,
说你们不可以传福音
，and forbid them to preach the gospel.
传福音要把你们鞭打，关在监牢里面。
If they continue preaching, they would be thrown into prison. They would be beaten.
这些人本来你不用恐吓他，他都害怕要逃走的人。
So this group of people, you need not threaten them. They were so fearful that they would want to escape.
可是现在他们完全变成另外一个人了。
But now it seems that they have been totally transformed.
他说：“听从你们还是听从神呢？”
So is it right for us to listen to you or to God?
我们所信的，我们不能不传。
So we cannot but preach what we have believed.
因为我们知道我们所传的真的是生命之道。
For we know that what we preach is indeed the words of life.
耶稣基督真的是我们的神，我们的救主。
The Lord Jesus Christ is indeed our Lord and
Lord. 为了耶稣基督，甘心受鞭打，甚至甘心被迫害而死。
For the sake of the Lord Jesus, they were willing to be persecuted and even to die for him.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus had resurrected.
基督教的根基就是在这里。
So this is the basis of our Christian faith.
如果耶稣没有复活，
if Jesus Christ did not resurrect,
我们信的一切都是枉然的了。
Then all that we believe is futile.
这一切都是谎话。
And all that we believe, is a lie.
但是很可惜。
But very pitifully,
有些信徒还是不明白。
Some believers still did not understand.
就像当时的玛利亚和当时的使徒们一样。
Like the Mary and the apostles at that time.
他们以为耶稣死了。
They thought that Jesus was dead.
所以信仰带给他们是一种绝望的，一种欺骗的。
And their belief led nothing to them but a lie and a deception.
我们今天也接受了耶稣基督作为我们的救主。
Similarly, today we have received Jesus as our Savior and Lord.
可是在我们的信仰上，是不是有真正的喜乐和满足？
But in our Christian faith, do we really have joy and satisfaction?
我们是不是有许多的恐惧和忧伤？
Or do we have fears and sorrows?
听说马丁路德改教的时候遇到很多的困难。
So when Martin Luther was having the reform, he met with a lot of difficulties.
尤其是他自己孤单一个人。
Especially when he was a lone ranger.
很多人在精神上支持他，可是真的发生问题的时候不敢站在他的旁边。
Many of them may show their support, but when difficulties arise, none of them stood by his side.
所以他感觉到失望啊。
And he was disheartened.
他整天愁眉苦脸不哭。
And he was so disappointed that he carries a sad countenance.
那么有一天，他的妻子就穿参加丧礼的礼服。
And on one day, his wife wear mourning clothes.
马丁路德就很奇怪说，怎么人离世，怎么我不知道的呢？
And Martin Luther was rather surprised, thinking of who could have passed away and he did not know.
所以他就问他的妻子，今天谁离世了？
And he asked his wife who passed away.
他的妻子很严肃地对他说，
And his wife said very solemnly to him,
耶稣死了。
Jesus Christ is dead.
他怕他听错，他又在问多他，就你刚才说谁死了？
He could not believe his ears and he asked again.
他的妻子还是一样跟他说，耶稣死了。
And the wife gave the same reply, Jesus Christ is dead.
他就有点不高兴。
And he was unhappy.
因为你怎么可以开这样的玩笑？
How
怎么可以亵渎神呢？
How can you crack such a joke and blaspheme the name of God?
我们所信的耶稣是活的耶稣，他已经复活了，你怎么说他死了？
The Jesus that we believe in is a living God. He has resurrected. How can you say he is dead?
他的妻子笑笑对他说。
And the wife smiled and said to him,
他说真的吗？
Is it true?
耶稣真的复活吗？
Is Jesus truly has Jesus truly resurrected?
他真的是我们活的神？
Is he our living God?
如果是，
if that is the case,
为什么你这么伤心呢？
How is it that you are so sorrowful?
为什么你这么害怕呢？
How is it that you are so fearful?
好像耶稣已经死了，
as if Jesus is already
dead, 没有希望，
as if there's no hope,
没有永生，
there's no eternal life,
没有意义，
no significance and purpose in life.
在这个时候，马丁路德才醒悟过来。
And Martin Luther was awakened.
是的，
yes.
如果耶稣真的是活的神，
if Jesus is the living God,
他知道我们所面对的一切的。
He will know all that we are encountered with.
这个教会是耶稣的教会。
This church is the church of the Lord Jesus.
他怎么会不理不睬呢？
How can he not show concern over his church?
我为什么要好像那些没有信仰、没有盼望的人呢？
And why must I behave like one who does not have God, who does not have faith?
在这个时候，
at this time,
他知道他犯上一个错误了。
He realized his mistake.
他把耶稣放在坟墓里面。
He realized that he had placed Jesus in the tomb.
但耶稣已经复活了的。
But Jesus Christ has resurrected.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你把主放在哪里呢？
Where do you place Jesus?
你是不是也把耶稣放在坟墓里面，以为耶稣死了？
Do you also place Jesus in the tomb as if he is already dead?
所以你的祷告是没有人垂听的。
So your prayers will not be Listen.
你的信仰只是自己骗自己而已。
And your faith is one where you deceive yourself.
耶稣并没有在天上听我们的祷告。
Jesus is not in heaven to listen to your prayer.
他不是我们的救主，也不是我们的神。
He is not our savior. He is not our God.
既然是这样
，If this is
你在信耶稣，那真的是很可怜了、
啊。Then it is a great pity that you continue to believe in Jesus.
但是圣经告诉我们
，But the Bible tells us.
圣灵也告诉我们
，The Holy Spirit tells us.
基督已经复活了
，That Jesus has resurrected.
他把他所应许的圣灵赐给我们
，And he has given us the promised Holy Spirit.
我们清清楚楚的知道
，Today we clearly understand.
我们的神是活的神
，That our God is a living God.
因此，不管在信仰生活里面
，And no matter what we encounter in our life,
of 我们面对什么样的恐惧，什么样的试炼
，No matter what kinds of fears, what kind of trials we encounter,
我们是有信心和勇气继续走下去的。
We will have faith and courage to continue.
因为我们的神是活的神
，For our God is a living God.
你不要把它放在坟墓里面。
Please do not place him in the tomb.
请看希伯来书第六章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6. If they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame.
作者在这里提醒我们一件事情
The author tells us one matter
我们不要再把耶稣放在十字架上把它重定一次
We must not continue to place Christ on the cross as if we want to crucify him a second time
耶稣只定一次的十字架成全了救恩
And Jesus was only crucified once and he fulfilled the plan of salvation
我们不能够再把耶稣放在十字架上再钉死他一次的
And we must never place Christ on the cross to crucify him a second time
怎么样把耶稣再重钉多一次呢
How can people crucify Christ again?
那就是这里所说的
It is what is written here
你如果离去道理
If you fall away from the truth
你就是把神的儿子重钉十字架明明的羞辱他
You are putting the Son of God on the cross a second time and put him to open shame
所以我们不要离去道理
So we must not leave the word
所谓离去道理就是说他不再相信这个道理他已经反教了
When we say we depart from the word It means that you no longer believe in this belief And you have already turned apostate
他所做的一切都是跟耶稣基督的道理违背的
And whatever you do is contradictory to the teaching of Christ
他也不会害怕他也不会悔改
And he is not afraid ofpunishment, he does not repent.
这就如同当时跟从耶稣的人。
So it was like some people who had followed the Lord.
当耶稣进耶路撒冷的时候啊
When Jesus was entering Jerusalem,
这些人都很高兴。
These people were very joyful.
每个人都高声呼喊，何塞纳啊，何塞纳。
All of them cried out in joy, saying, Hosanna, Hosanna.
何塞纳就是他们的话，意思就是求救的意思，求救。
Hosanna was in their language, the Lord says.
所以在这个时候他们称呼耶稣何塞纳就是等于称呼耶稣是来拯救我们的主
So when they cried out to the Lord Hosanna It was acknowledging that the Lord is their savior to deliver them
可是不久就是这一批人说钉死他钉死他
But not too long later It was also this same group of people who said Crucify him, crucify him
他们尝过天恩的滋味了
So they had already tasted the heavenly grace
耶稣把五个饼两条鱼吃饱了超过五千的人
And the Lord had transformed five loaves and two fish to feed 5,000 people
他们都是尝过这种滋味的人
So they were people who have tasted that
耶稣一并赶鬼叫死人复活
And when Jesus Christ cast out demons and healed the sick
有一些就是他们的亲戚甚至他们本身就是主角
So some of them were the people healed by the Lord or some of them could have relativesWho received such grace.
他们看见神的权，主的权能。
They had perceived the power of God.
可是在这个时候
，But at this time，
他们却不相信了。
They refused to believe.
哎，他们拒绝了耶稣。
They have rejected the Lord.
他们把耶稣重钉十字架。
And they have put Jesus on the cross a second time.
所以作者勉励我们。
So the author, encourages us.
我们听了主耶稣的道理。
After we have received the word of the Lord Jesus.
也许我们没有亲身体验很多神迹奇事。
Perhaps we may not have personally experienced a lot of miracles.
但是我们读圣经，我们听道理。
But when we read the Bible, when we listen to sermons,
我们得到圣灵,
when we receive the Holy Spirit,
我们知道这一切都是真的,
we know all these to be true.
在这个时候,
at this time,
我们不要再离开这个正确的道理,
we must not depart from this truth.
更不要因此而反教,
and we must not become an apostate.
那我既然明白这个道理是真的, 为什么又会离开道理跟反教呢?
And since you know that this is the truth, how is it that some people still depart from this truth?
有三个原因啦。
There are three reasons for this.
第一个原因就是贪爱世界。
Firstly, it is the love for the world.
好像犹大，好像迪马。
Just like Judas, just like Demas.
他们不知道耶稣是救主吗？
So did they not know that Jesus was the Savior?
知道的。
They knew.
但是他们更爱世界的钱财。
But they have more love for the world, for the money of the world.
他们为了满足肉体的情欲。
And in order to satisfy their physical pleasures,
他们只好放弃耶稣了。
And they would rather discard the Lord Jesus.
就好像今天许多的基督徒，难道他们不明白耶稣的教训吗？
Just like many Christians today, do you think that they did not or they do not know the teachings of Christ?
可是世界的名和利对他们的影响，对他们的需要太重要了。
But then they place more importance on seeking after fame and position, and therefore they discard Jesus.
所以他们就离开了主耶稣，去追求这些名和利和享了。
They depart from the Lord to seek after fame and benefits for themselves.
他们把耶稣放在十字架上。
And they have placed Christ on the cross.
另外一种人就是因为遇到生命的迫害。
Another group of people, they meet with the trials of life.
在这个时候，他们害怕了。
And when their life is being threatened, they are afraid.
你要信耶稣吗？你就要丢在狮子洞里面。
If you continue to believe in Jesus, you will be cast into the lion's den.
只要你说我不信耶稣，耶稣是可咒诅的，那么我就立刻释放你啊。
As long as you deny Christ and you say that Christ can be a curse, then you will be set free straight away.
在使徒时代，就是罗马的时代，很多基督徒就因此放弃了信仰耶稣基督。
So during the time of the apostles, which was also the time of Roman rule, many Christians left the Lord Jesus because of that.
在共产时代，在共产严格的国家，也有许多的基督徒不敢信耶稣了。
And when communism came into power in some countries, Christians did not dare to continue in this faith.
可是今天我们回头看那些历史。
Today when we look back in history,
有许许多多的基督徒却因此而甘心牺牲受苦。
There were so many Christians who are willing to suffer all these things.
他们不敢把耶稣重钉十字架。
They did not dare to put Christ on the cross a second time.
因为他们知道耶稣是救主。
Because they knew that Jesus was the Savior.
他们记住主耶稣所说的话。
And they remembered the words of the Lord.
在人的面前不承认我的。
And for those who do not confess me before men,
将来我和众天使降临的时候也一样不承认你的。
In the future, when I and the angels come, I will also deny him.
我们不能够再把耶稣重钉十字架了。
We must never re-crucify the Lord.
那么还有一种就是在道理上受迷惑了。
And of course, there are some who have been deceived in the word.
主耶稣他这样讲，这个迷惑是什么？
And Jesus explained what this deception means.
请看马太福音24章
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章
Matthew 24,
23跟24节
Verses 23 and 24. Matthew 24, verses 23 and 24. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders.So as to deceive, if possible, even the elect.
在一般人的想法当中
So in the minds of most people,
有神迹就证明有神
Miracles prove the existence of God.
如果没有神，怎么会行出这一些神迹奇事来呢？
And
这是人做不到的。
If there's no God, then how can there be signs and miracles? This is beyond human capacity.
但是他忘记了假基督、假先知也一样可以行神迹的。
But they have forgotten that there are false Christ and false prophets who can also perform miracles.
就如同当年摩西行神迹的时候，在埃及那一些行法术的人，有些神迹他也一样能够行啊。
It was just like the time during the time of Moses, Moses could perform miracles, but at the same time, the sorcerers could perform some miracles.
所以如果你看见神迹，你就相信，那你很容易受迷惑了。
And if you merely believe just because you have seen miracles, then you put yourself in danger of being misled.
那么在这个时候，你怎么才知道这个神迹才是真正从主耶稣那边来，这个是从假基督来呢？
And how then can you discern that these miracles come from the Lord and these miracles come from false Christ and false prophets?
所以就要从圣经的真理来去判断。
So you have to make your judgment based on the word of God.
圣经说不是一切的灵你们都要相信。
And the Bible says that do not believe all spirits.
不要轻易受迷惑。
And do not be easily deceived.
我们不是不相信，但是我们不轻易相信，也不随便相信。
So it is not that we do not believe, but we do not believe easily.
圣灵被称为真理的灵
，and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
他所行的，他所说的，有没有符合圣经的真理呢
？And what the person says and do, does it go in accordance with the Bible?
所以我们必须把我们信仰的根基建立在真理上。
So we must base our foundation of faith on the Bible.
要不然我们就很容易迷失了。
Otherwise, we can be easily lost.
比如说，我现在患上一个绝症了。
For example, I have a terminal illness.
我的亲戚是信仰别的宗教的。
And my relative believes in another faith.
他向我做见证。
And he testifies to me.
有很多人像我这样病的人，相信了他们的神，他们就好了。
That many people of the same sickness as I, when they believe in their God, their sickness is being healed.
不管是用什么方法
，No matter what methods they use.
总而言之，他好了起来。
But then they have recovered.
所以他说你还要拜耶稣祷告做什么？都没有功效啊。
So what is the purpose of continue to believe in Jesus and to pray?
你不如来烧香拜我们的神，或者用信仰我们的宗教吧。
Isn't it better for you to come over to hold your sticks and believe in our God?
这样你的病就好了。
Then your sickness will be cured.
在这个时候
，at this time，
这就是我们一个考验呐。
It is a test to us.
生命记十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 13,
生命记十三章
Deuteronomy chapter 13,
第一节到第四节
verses 1 to 4.
摩西在这里讲一个很重要的道理。
So Moses spoke a very important teaching here.
我们念第一节到第四节。
We read from verse 1 to verse 4. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 1 to 4. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder,and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, Let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him, and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and hold fast to him.
摩西没有否认，的确，别的宗教、别的先知也一样能够行神迹、说预言。他说啊，而且有一些也会应验的。
Moses did not deny the fact that there are some people who claim to be prophets and dreamer of dreams who can perform miracles.
可是我们确实要有智慧来分辨神的灵和假的灵。
But we must have the wisdom to discern.Between God's spirit and false spirit.
他说，在这个时候，神就试验你们。
And over here, the Lord is testing you.
你还是持守神的道理吗？慎思明辨，分辨正邪和是非，还是你盲目，只是为了满足自己的肉体的欲望就随便相信呢
？To see whether you are able to hold fast to the word of God, to use your discernment to judge for yourself.And not to believe blindly and to go after things that will benefit you.
所以主耶稣讲的这些事情给我们知道。
And the Lord has said all this to us.
看呐、啊，我预先告诉你们这一些事情。
Look, I'm telling you beforehand.
那个时候有很多人跌倒。
That there will be many who will fall away.
也有好多假先知起来迷惑了好多人。
And there will be many false Christ and prophets who will arise and deceive many.
唯有忍耐到底的人必然得救。
But only those who endure to the end shall be saved.
因此我们必须求主保守我们的信心。
So we must pray that the Lord will preserve our faith.
我们不要离道反教，离开耶稣基督。
Let us not depart from the word and to disbelief in the Lord Jesus.
不要再把耶稣重定十字架了。
Let us not continue to crucify the Lord on the cross.
好，请看马太福音七章。
Matthew chapter 17.
马太福音十七章 第四节。
Matthew chapter 17 verse 4. Chapter 17 verse 4. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, is it good? It is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
对彼得、雅各、约翰这三个人来说啊，这是一个很特别的经验。
So this was a very special experience for Peter, James, and John.
因为在这个时候，主耶稣改变了另外一个形象。
For at this time, the Lord had transfigured on this mount.
脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。
And his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light.
在这个时候，主耶稣显现他的真面目，神的荣耀。
So at this time, Jesus revealed his true self, which is the glory of God.
而且有摩西和以利亚同时出现。
And at the same time, Moses and Elijah appeared to them.
几天前，主耶稣讲过一句话。
A few days ago, Jesus had said this.
16章的28节。
Chapter 16, verse 28.
我实在告诉你们。
Assuredly, I say to you.
站在这里的有人在没有赏死位以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。
There are some standing here who shall not face death till they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom.
这里的人就是指彼得、约翰他们呢。
So these people refer to Peter, James, and John.
在他们还没有死之前，就要看见人子降临在他的国里面。
So before they tasted death, they would see the Son of Man coming in His glory.
这是什么时候呢？
So when is this time?
什么时候看见人子降临在他的国里面？
So when will they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom?
耶稣升天了。
Jesus had ascended to heaven.
门徒传福音了。
And the disciples preached the gospel.
最后受迫害死了。
And ultimately they were persecuted and they died.
有没有看到人子降临在神的国里面？
So did they see the Son of Man coming in His glory?
但是有一个这样的解释。
But there's this explanation.
就是这个时候。
It was at this time.
过了六天。
After 6 days.
耶稣带这三个人。
Jesus took this glory.
有摩西，有以利亚。
There were Moses and Elijah.
有主耶稣改变的形象。
And there was the Lord who transfigured.
所以彼得说，在这里真好。
And Peter said, it is good that we are here.
我们就永远停留在这个荣耀平安的状态里面。
And let us continue to remain here permanently in this state of peace and glory.
他说：“主，你若愿意，我们就踏上座棚喽，一座给你，一座给摩西，一座给以利亚，我们不要下山了。”
And he said, Lord, if you would want us to do so, let us make three booths, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. We will not descend the mountain.
主耶稣特别显现这个情况给他们了解。
And Jesus Christ.Showed them this experience to enlighten them.
人子有一天也是这样降临在他的国里面，这是真实的。
That one day the Son of Man will also come in glory in His kingdom. This is true.
所以你们应该下山去把这个真实的福音、这个意象、这个见证告诉那一些人。
And therefore you must go down this mountain to testify this before all men.
所以主耶稣是要坚固他们的信心，要让他们负起更重要的工作。
So the purpose of the Lord was to strengthen their faith.And that they will have a strong conviction to do this work.
以后彼得真的明白了。
And later, Peter truly understood.
当他要离世的时候，他写下他的书信。
And before he departed from the world, he wrote in his epistle.
他说人子要再临，这是真实的。
So it is true that the Son of Man will come again.
我们亲眼看见他的荣耀。
We have seen his glory with our own eyes.
在那个时候，真的是人子降临在他的国里面的。
And it was truly.That the Son of Man has come in His kingdom.
不只是这样，还有神的声音呢。
And not only so, there was the voice of God.
你读第五节
，verse five.
这里记载，忽然间有一朵云彩来遮盖他们。
So verse five, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them.
有声音说
，and there was a voice.
这是我的爱子
，this is my beloved son.
我所喜悦的
，in whom I'm well pleased.
你们要听他
，hear him.
但是彼得却误会了。
But Peter misunderstood.
他把耶稣永远放在高山上。
So he had placed Jesus Christ permanently on the mountain.
他不要再下山了。
He did not want to get down from the mountain.
我们是不是也把主耶稣放在高山上
？So today do we place Jesus on the mountain?
我们只是要荣耀，要神迹。
Do we merely want glory, want miracle?
我们要平安。
We merely want peace.
我们不愿意负起那一种的责任。
And we do not want to carry out our responsibility.
山下的路是要被十字架的路。
So the path leading to the mountain, or the path at the foot of the mountain, is the path where you have to bear the cross.
彼得很了解，当跟从耶稣这一条路的确是有迫害、有凌辱、有种种的苦难。
And Peter understood that the path.That he needs to take was a path where he will meet with sufferings, he will meet with persecution and humiliation.
不知道如果没有经过十字架的道路，怎么样有这个山上的荣耀呢？怎么进入神的国呢
？But if he does not take the path that leads to the cross, how can there be this glory on the mountain?
哎，因此我们应该明白。
And therefore we must understand.
我们必须在山下走十字架的道路。
So we must tread the path that leads to the cross at the foot of the mountain.
哎。主耶稣告诉我们
，And the Lord has said to us，
请看路加福音十四章
，Luke chapter 14，
二十七节
，verse 24-27。
路加福音十四章二十七节
，Luke chapter 14 verse 27，
凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能够做我的门徒。
And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple。
有些人说的自己很伟大
，Some people。Proclaim greatness for themselves.
他说：“我为主背十字架，我为主受苦。”
They claim that they have carried the cross of Christ. They have suffered for the Lord.
你真的背得起主耶稣的十字架吗
？So are you able truly to bear the cross of Christ?
你背不起的，也没有任何一个人背得起的。
You are not able, and no one is able.
主耶稣的十字架他自己已经背了。
So the cross of Christ has been borne by himself.
他所说的是，你要背起你自己的十字架来跟从我。
So what he wants us to do is to bear your own cross and follow me.
不只是背起，而且是天天背起的。
And not only to bear the cross, but to bear the cross daily.
请看路加福音的第九章
，Luke chapter 9,
二十三节
，verse 23。
耶稣对众人说
，Jesus said to the people,
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
如果你真的认真追跟随主耶稣的脚踪
，If you truly want to follow the steps of Christ,
在每一天的信仰生活里面要遵守耶稣的教训。
Every day in your life of faith, you have to keep to the commandments of Christ.
你要传福音给你的亲戚朋友听。
You must preach the gospel to your friends and relatives.
你真的是要背十字架的。
And you must take up the cross.
你会带来奇效，带来侮辱，甚至会带来给人家的迫害。
You will be mocked, you will be despised, and you will be even harmed by others.
要遵守基督的道理，的确是不容易的。
And it is.Not easy to follow the commandments of Christ.
你必须要有一种准备舍放弃的心理。
You must have the heart to deny yourself.
很简单了，今天你要来守安息日。
So just like today, when you want to observe the Sabbath.
可是你有一个重要的舞会。
And you have an important dance session that you have to attend to.
或者有一个很好吃的 barbecue 等着你。
Or there's a barbecue party waiting for you.
在这个时候，你选择哪一样呢？
So at this time, what will you choose?
如果你选择肉体的情欲，你就去跳舞、去吃喝快乐，何必来这里聚会拜神呢
？So if you choose to satisfy your fleshly desires, then you go and enjoy yourself in the dance and in the party.
那么你就尽量安排啊，我来聚会，那些可以退后啊，在晚上才开始，那是最好了，两全其美。
So of course, ideally, you can.Arrange for such that you come to service in the afternoon and in the evening you go for your party.
可是有些东西是不能够这样安排，也不能够两全其美的，你必须舍弃一样的。
But sometimes certain things are such that you cannot have the best of both worlds and you have to choose between them.
所以在这个时候，我们愿意背起这个十字架来跟从耶稣吗？
So at this time, are you willing to take up the cross and follow the Lord Jesus?
有一个虔诚的基督徒，他这样说。
A devout Christian said.
我背起我的十字架实在太苦了。
So it is so difficult for me to bear the cross of, to bear my own cross.
人家信耶稣这么平安无事，我信耶稣却一波未平一波又起。
Some Christians they have such a easy and smooth sailing life, but for me, I have to encounter troubles after trouble.
有时候我们左右看一看，真的有一些基督徒，真耶稣教会的基督徒，真的是很幸福的。但有一些真耶稣教会的基督徒却是很多苦难的。
So it is true when we look around, we see that some true Jesus Christians they lead a smooth sailing life. but there are also some who meet with trouble upon trouble.
所以他就埋怨主耶稣为什么这么不公平啊。
And she murmured against the Lord, why is the Lord so unfair?
我们同样是你的儿女，为什么我背的十字架又这么样的重呢？
We are all your children, but how is it that I bear a heavier cross?
在埋怨当中他睡着了。
And when, in the midst of his murmuring, he fell asleep.
他就看到天使向他说话。
Saw the angel speaking to him.
你埋怨你的十字架太苦是吗？
So are you murmuring that you have a heavy cross?
你想不想换十字架呢？
Do you want to release yourself from the cross?
当然想啊。
Of course I do.
他说现在就是主给你的机会。
And he said the Lord is now giving you the opportunity.
你看这里有好多个十字架。
There are so many crosses here.
你自己去选一个吧。
Just choose one for yourself.
哇，一看就看那个钻石做的十字架，又明亮又宝贝。
And he saw the cross that was covered with diamonds. It is so bright and glistening.
我要这个可以吗？
Can I take this cross?
天使说可以啊。
And the angel said yes.
这是你的十字架。
So this is your cross.
你自己选择吧。
So you choose your own cross to bear.
他就选这个钻石十字架。
And he chose this cross of diamonds.
不要说背啊，拿都拿不起来啊。
Not to mention bearing it. He couldn't even lift it up a little.
我拿不起来啊。
I can't lift it up.
天使说那就不要拿了，拿你能够拿的吧。
And the angel said, then don't take this cross, take one that you can carry.
既然这么重你都拿不起来，你怎么背它呢？
So this is so heavy, you can't even lift it up, not to mention carry it.
他就选金的十字架。
And he chose the golden cross.
拿得起来，不过拿得很辛苦啊。
He could bear it, but it was very heavy.
他又放下，又拿银的十字架。
And he placed it down and he took the silver cross.
哎，总而言之，拿得很辛苦就对了。
So he found that all these crosses were very burdensome.
最后一个他最不喜欢，看不起眼的，可是这是最后一个了。
And finally he saw one which is not very, a cross that does not appeal to him, but that was the last one.
他就只好选这个。
And therefore he chose that cross.
哎，他觉得很容易拿，他背上去又觉得很容易背啊。
And he found that it was easy to carry.
他就说好了，我就选这个吧。
And he said, this is the cross I want to bear.
这个最适合我了。
This is the most suitable one for me.
天使就对他说。
And the angel said to him,
他说姐妹。
Sister,
这不就是你本来背的那个十字架吗？
Isn't this the cross that was originally given to you to carry?
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
十三节。
Verse 13.
保罗这里这样说。
Paul tells us here,
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的。
So there's no temptation that is beyond you.
我们的神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能够受的。
So our God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able.
你在受试探的时候，他总会给你开一条出路，让你们能够忍受得住。
AndWhen you are met with the temptation, you will be given the way of escape so that you may be able to bear it.
我们每个人的环境都不一样。
So all of us are placed in a different circumstance.
所以我们每个人要背的十字架也不同的。
Therefore, all of us have a different cross to bear.
但是主耶保罗告诉我们。
And Paul says,
我们的主不会欺骗我们，也不会玩弄我们的。
Our Lord is faithful, he will not deceive us, he will notmake a fool of us.
他不会故意把一个苦难加在你的身上，让你白白受苦。
He will not give you a trial that is so heavy so that you cannot bear it.
你能够忍受的。
So you will be able to bear it.
那个十字架是最适合你的。
That cross is the one that is most suitable for you.
你要凭着信心和勇气继续走下去就是了。
So what you need to do is to continue with courage and faith.
如果你觉得你不能够忍受的时候，
If you think you're not able to bear it,
你可以告诉主耶稣。
And you can tell it to Jesus.
保罗说，总要给你开一条出路，叫你忍受得住的。
And God will always make the way of escape for you that you may be able to bear it.
所以我们不要把耶稣放在高山上。
So let us not continue to place Christ on top of the mountain.
那个荣耀是要经过十字架的道路的。
So to receive that glory, you have to go through the path that leads to the cross.
没有十字架的道路，没有那个复活的荣耀的。
So if you do not bear the cross and journey on, you will not have this glory.
那么有一些人把耶稣放在屋子里面。
Some people place Christ in the house.
请看马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章的二十六节。
Matthew 24 verse 26.
主耶稣说， 有人对你们说，看啊，基督在旷野，你们不要出去，或者说看啊，基督在内屋里面，你们不要信。
Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. For look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it.
放在内屋是什么意思呢？
What is meant by being placed in the inner rooms?
至少有两个情况啊，是把耶稣放在内屋的。
There are at least two situations where you place Jesus in the inner rooms.
一个就是把耶稣放在会堂里面。
One is to place Jesus in the church hall.
请看约翰福音的第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章
John chapter 4
第二十节跟二十一节
Verses 20 and 21 Verses 20 and 21 Our fathers were
犹太人说神在耶路撒冷
The Jews claim that God is in Jerusalem
拜神要到我们这里来
And therefore to worship God you must come over to us
撒玛利亚人说不是在我们的基利山上
And the Samaritan said no it is on Mount Gerizim、
And结果是在哪里呢
？But where is God to be found？
耶稣就对他们说
，And Jesus said to them，
时候到了
，The hour is coming。
拜父不是在你们的基利心山上，也不是在耶路撒冷。
When you worship the Father， you do not worship on Mount Gerizim， Gerizim neither on Mount rather in Jerusalem。
二十三节
，And verse 23 says，
时候将到，现在就是真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
The hour is coming, and now is when the true worshippers will worship God in spirit and truth.
神是无所不在的。
God is omnipresent.
你在哪里都一样可以敬拜到。
So wherever you are, you can still worship Him.
可是仍然有一些人把主耶稣放在会堂里面。
But there are still some who place Jesus in the church hall.
你要来到会堂祷告才有功效的。
Only when you come to the church hall to pray will your prayers be effective.
没有传道按手，你没有功效的。
So if there's no preacher to lay hands on you, your prayer is ineffective.
所以你在家里祷告，在哪里祷告都没有用。
So it seems to you that when you pray at home or you pray elsewhere, it is of no use.
南方的真耶稣教会跟北方的真耶稣教会这样说。
So the true Jesus Church in the north says to the true Jesus Church in the south.
神在我们这里。
So God is here.
我们这里才有神迹奇事。
So only over here do we have wonders and miracles.
所以你要来参加我们的灵恩会。
So you must come over here to attend the spiritual.
来我们北方的会堂祷告才有功效。
Or only when you pray in the church hall in the north will your prayers be effective.
这样的讲话实在是很幼稚。
So this is a very naive kind of saying.
难道南方的真耶稣教会就没有神的同在了吗？
So does it mean that the true Jesus Church in the South does not have the presence of God?
神已经不在那边。
Does it mean that God is not there?
所以要得恩典的就要到你北方的真耶稣教会吗
？So does it mean that to receive blessings you must go to the North?
我们的圣山在哪里呢
？So where is our holy mountain?
现在属灵的耶路撒冷在哪里
？Where is the spiritual Jerusalem?
在台湾。
Is it in Taiwan?
在美国。
Is it in
在新加坡。
Is it in
还是神的国在非洲
？Or is the kingdom of God in Africa?
你要得恩典，要到那边地方去吗
？So to receive grace, you have to go to these places.
有时候我们的思想是在很幼稚的。
Sometimes we are very naive in our thinking.
我们把耶稣限制在一个地方里面。
We confine Jesus to a particular place.
以这个地方为荣耀，为恩典。
And you think that there's glory and a blessing in this place.
所以犹太人夸耀他们的会堂，撒玛利亚人夸耀他们自己的圣殿。
And therefore, the Jews claim their own place of worship, and so did the Samaritans.
这不是真正拜父的。
This is not truly worshiping God.
在信仰上没有这种属灵恩典的较量的。属灵恩典的较量就是比较谁的恩典比较多啊，谁的圣灵的力量比较大，没有这种属灵的较量的。
So in our life of faith, there's no comparison of spiritual.Powers and abilities.
你要把耶稣局限在你的会堂，你这个地方而已吗
？So are you going to confine Jesus to this particular place?
好，另外一个情形
，on an in another situation.
我们很容易把耶稣放在内屋里面的。
So it is very easy for us to place Jesus in the inner room.
为什么我们在会堂这么敬虔呢
？How is it that we are so reverent when we are in the sanctuary?
因为我们说这是神的殿，是神在这里呀、啊。
Because we say that this is the house of God, God is here.
所以我们不敢乱来。
And therefore, we do not dare to misbehave.
我们就想发脾气，也等我们回家去。
So even when we want to lose our temper, we will wait till we reach home.
大概不用那么远啦、啊。上车以后啦、啊。
Of course, it may not be that far. Once you step out of the church and when you bought your car, you may lose your temper.
为什么呢
Why is this so?
因为耶稣在会堂，我们不好意思这样发脾气啊。
Because Jesus is in the church hall, therefore we do not dare to lose our temper.
一上了车，离开了会堂，哦，主耶稣不在了。
So once you're in your car, when you have left the church, Jesus is no longer around.
啊，什么 X Y Z 都出来了。
So you say all those abusive languages.
你真的把耶稣放在屋子里面呢？
And it is in such a situation you have placed Jesus in the inner room.
难道你忘记了主耶稣不在你的车上，不在你的房间，不在你的厕所吗？
Are you saying that Jesus is not in your car, is not in your house, is not in the toilet?
你不是相信神是无所不在、无所不知的吗？
So don't you believe that God is omniscient and omnipresent?
你怎么把耶稣放在屋子里面呢？
So why do you merely confine Jesus to the inner room?
那我们应该把耶稣放在哪里才对呢？
So where should we place Jesus?
那就让主耶稣说吧。
So let Jesus say it for himself.
主耶稣这样说。
Jesus said.
请看启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
二十节。
Verse 20.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
二十节。
Verse 20.
看哪、啊、我站在门外叩门。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他哪里去，我跟他，他跟我一同作席。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and be with him.
主耶稣在敲我们每一个人的心门。
Jesus is knocking at the doors of our hearts.
他要我们把我们的心打开，让他进入我们的心里面。
He wants us to open our hearts to him so that he can come in.
我们信耶稣，不要在嘴巴，也不要在头脑。
So we believe in Jesus, not just paying lip service or just knowing it, in our mind.
你嘴巴喊主主啊是没有用的。
So it is useless for you to, shout with your mouth, Lord, Lord.
你在头脑里面能够背整本圣经也是没有用的。
So it is useless even to memorize the whole Bible in your mind.
最重要的，你心里面要有耶稣基督。
What is most important is to have Jesus in your heart.
我们有没有耶稣基督在我们心里面呢？
And do we have Jesus in our hearts?
但事实上，很多基督徒心里面是没有基督的。
There are many Christians who do not have Christ in their heart.
他们把耶稣放在坟墓里。
They have placed Jesus in the tomb.
放在十字架上。
They have placed Jesus
on the cross. 放在高山上。
Place Jesus
on the mountain. 或者放在屋子里面。
Or place him in the inner room.
就是没有把耶稣放在他的心里面。
And they do not place Jesus in their heart.
所以主耶稣说：“打开你的心门。
”And Jesus says, "Open your heart."
让主耶稣住在你心里面。
So that the Lord Jesus can come and dwell in your heart.
有一个做买卖的人到深山跟土人做生意。
There was a merchant who went into the jungle and had some transactions with the aborigines.
那么这个酋长看见这个生意人拿着一只长长的东西，就是雨伞啊，他没有见过，他说这是什么东西呢
？And when the chief saw this merchant and said, "What is this that you are holding?" It was an umbrella which he had not seen.
他说这是雨伞啊。
And he said, "This is an umbrella."
做什么用呢
？And what is its use？
啊，很好用的。
So it is very useful.
当下雨的时候啊
，When it is raining，
你拿着雨伞
，When you carry the umbrella，
那个雨水就淋不到你了。
So you will not be drenched。
啊，有这么好的事情吗
？So is there such a good thing？
是真的吗
？Is it true？
拿着雨伞，雨水就淋不到你。
When I hold the umbrella, the rain will not fall on my head.
真的
，It is true.
哇，酋长很高兴就买这个雨伞了。
And the chief was very happy and bought the umbrella.
把它当作是宝贝一样啊。不敢随便乱用啊，好好服侍，放在最重要的地方。
And treated it as something so precious, and he kept it in a special place, not wanting to use it.
大家就等下雨了。
And everyone was waiting for the rain to come.
要来试试看是不是真的。
To see whether this is true.
终于有一天下雨啊。
And finally, one day it rained.
哇，大家很高兴，通通到酋长的家去。
Everyone was so happy, they went to the house of the chief.
那么酋长。很神奇的捧着他的雨伞出来了。
So the chief carried his umbrella with arrogance.
他记住商人所说的。
And he remembered what the merchant said.
只要你拿着雨伞，雨水淋不到你的。
As long as you hold the umbrella, the rain will not fall on your head.
拿着雨伞出来了。
So he brought his umbrella out.
噼里啪啦，那个雨水还是淋到他全身湿湿的。
But the raindrops still fell on his head, and he was drenched.
怎么会淋湿我呢
？How is it that I am drenched?
那很多聪明的，他看你拿的方法拿错吧。
And those who are wiser said that you have used or you have held it in a wrong manner.
要倒回来拿的。
Or perhaps you must invert it.
倒过来拿，还不是一样
？So it was the same when he inverted it.
要拿在右边。
And when he placed it on his right side,
拿在左边
，and on his left side,
还是拿在头上
，or above his head,
哈，什么 direction 通通都已经用过了。
So he held it in all directions and in all manners.
还是淋到淋到湿湿啊。
He was still drenched.
所以他很生气，感觉到受骗了。
And he was very angry that he was deceived.
就等那个生意人下一次来的时候。
And he waited for the merchant to come again.
大家找他算账啊。
And they want to settle scores with him.
你骗人的。
You have deceived.
你说拿着雨伞就不会给雨淋湿。
You said that when I hold onto the umbrella, I will not be drenched.
我们都淋到湿湿了。
We have all been drenched.
他说你怎么拿？
How did you hold it?
还好说什么方法都用过，什么 pattern 都用尽了。
And he said that we have tried it in all manners, in all patterns.
商人说，那你有没有把雨伞打开啊？
And did you open the umbrella?
什么打开？
What do you mean by opening the umbrella?
你不是说拿着雨伞就行吗？还要打开吗？
Did you say you just hold onto the umbrella?
原来他不懂得把雨伞打开啊。
He did not open up his umbrella.
他只是拿着雨伞，他以为雨水就淋不到他了。
He merely held the umbrella, thinking that he will not be drenched.
我们在信仰上是不是也是这样？
So are we also like that in our faith?
我们以为我们相信耶稣就可以得到永生福气，得到一切的恩典呢？
So we think that when we believe in Jesus, we will receive blessings, we will have eternal life.
可是主耶稣说，
But Jesus said,
你如果不打开你的心，
If you do not open your heart,
你不把耶稣真正放在你的心里面，
If you do not place Jesus in your heart,
你只是信耶稣有什么用呢？
So what is it? What is of use if you just merely believe in Jesus?
所以主耶稣说，
And Jesus said,
你要发这心，你要悔改。
You must become zealous. You must repent.
你要真正从心里面来相信。
You must truly believe from your heart.
打开你的心门。
Open your heart.
让耶稣住在你心里面。
So that Jesus can dwell in your heart.
你一定可以得到主的恩典。
Then you will receive the blessing of the Lord.